On Sunday, I was in Borough Park for a wedding, and around the corner, I was at the wedding. Someone said, "Oh, right after the wedding, I'm going to run over to Beagle-Eisen." Beagle-Eisen is a famous bookstore in Borough Park. So I ran over there and I picked up this sefer, Nesivei HaMenhagim, amongst many other svarim. This sefer is written by Rav Yaakov Dvorkis, who's a major Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He happens to be very close with my good friend Rabbi Shai Schechter, who apparently helped him publish the sefer because there's a whole page of dedication to him at the outset, which made me think I probably could have gotten it for free. But anyway, he has several chapters about interesting halachic discussions, and one of the things he talks about is washing dishes on Shabbos. So let's discuss washing dishes on Shabbos, what the factors are that need to be considered. Shulchan Aruch passes in Aruch Chaim Simen Shin Chav Gimel that if a person needs clean dishes to use for Shabbos, you're allowed to wash the dishes on Shabbos. But after Shalosh Shudas, you know, in shuls after Shalosh Shudas, they typically do not clean up Shalosh Shudas right away. They wait till after Mariv, because you're not supposed to prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. So after Shalosh Shudas, the next time you need the dishes is obviously not going to be on Shabbos. So it's usher to wash the dishes after Shalosh Shudas. But here's the discussion that the poskim have. What if you have a serving set of, I don't know, 16? Because you never know how much company you have in any given week. But the number of people in your family is only, let's say, 7. There's mommy, daddy, 5 children, so you have your Friday night dinner, 7 plates are used. Now you have 9 more plates in the cabinet that you could use. Are you allowed to wash those 7 plates and then reuse them again for Shabbos lunch? Is that called that you're using it for Shabbos? Or do we say, no, you're not doing that for Shabbos. For Shabbos, you could have taken the clean ones out of the cabinet and you didn't need to wash these dishes. So that is the shaila that the poskim discussed. The Aruch HaShulchan Sim Shin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin writes, better not to wash the dishes under that circumstance because you still have these other dishes. However, the raya that some of the achronim bring to the Aruch HaShulchan is from a Shibalei Aleket in Siman Sadi Hei. The Shibalei Aleket writes, "Lamanu midivrei Gemara of Shabbos Taf Kuf Yudches Amar Aleph." We can derive from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yudches, "Sha'asu la'adiyach ha'kaderu shabishlu b'hem le'Shabbos, shaharei ain't shrichim lehem lebo b'yom." That the reason you're not allowed to wash dishes for Shabbos is because you don't need on Shabbos, because you don't need them on that day. The implication is, if you have other clay achila, where you don't need these that day, it would be usher to wash. However, Rav Menashe Klein in Chuvus Mishnah Alachos Chel Gimel Simin Mem says that this is a bad diuk to make from the Shibalei Aleket. It could just mean kipshuto, that if you don't need it, you don't need those plates anymore that day. You're not allowed to wash them. But if you plan on using those plates again that day, then you're allowed to wash them, even though al pi cheshbin you can do the math and figure out that you still have enough other plates to use. And therefore, Rav Menashe Klein paskins that it is mutter. And there are many other mekilim as well. Well, Rabbi Yamin Zilber and Shuvas Aznidbru, Chelet Dalid, Simen Lam Gvav, Rav Moshe Stern, the Debret Sina Rav, and Ber Moshe, Chelet Gvav, Simen Pei Gimel, Rav Eliyahu Falk, and Shal Shuz Mach Zeh Eliyahu, Simen Samch Bez Oz Gimel, Rav Vosner, and Shevet Alevi, Chelet Hei, Simen Lam Tes Oz Gimel. All of them say, it seems, the Minig is Lahakel, and therefore we can be Mekel. It happens to be, what about, so that's as far as washing dishes when you know you have plenty more. What about soaking dishes? After Shabbat lunch, you had chalent. Chalent tends to stick to the plate, and if you don't soak the dishes now, the chalent is going to be caked onto the plate and very difficult to remove, and sometimes even your dishwasher is not going to be powerful enough to remove it unless you soak or rinse the dishes on Shabbos itself. Is one allowed to soak or rinse the dishes? In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perak Yud Gimel Sif Yud Gimel, he says, mutter. Why is it mutter to soak the dishes? The next time you can use them is after Shabbos, because you're not soaking them in order to prepare them for the next use after Shabbos. You're soaking them so that they don't get worse now. You're just trying to maintain their current condition. Soaking them is not going to fix them, it's not going to clean them, but you're just trying to maintain their current condition. And that is mutter to do. However, in the Sefer Ma'ara Shabbos, Simon Kuf Tezvavi quotes from Rav Fisher, Zichron Levracha, from Dayan Fisher, Zichron Levracha, that it's usur even to soak the dishes. It seems to me that the minig is that we are makel on that issue. Okay, another washing dishes issue. What about if you don't need the dishes anymore that Shabbos, but you're not washing them so that they'll be ready for a weekday, you're washing them so that they'll be ready for next Shabbos? Many homes have a set of Shabbos dishes and a set of weekday dishes. So your Shabbos dishes are only going to be used on Shabbos. So is it permissible to wash the dishes this Shabbos for next Shabbos? So Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Ches says that you're allowed to wash the dishes for the sake of Shabbos, but min al mincha l'mayla eino madiach. After Zman Mincha, you shouldn't wash the dishes anymore. And Rashi writes, she'ein zu hadacha ela l'chol. Because the only reason you're doing it is for a weekday, and that's what makes it aser. And that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Gimel Si'if Vav. So what's the halacha when it's not l'chol, but it's also not for this Shabbos? It's for the next Shabbos. So in the Sefer Tehillah, the David Simon Shin Beis of Katan Vav, he has a suffix based on what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Shin Beis of Gimel about a different halacha, not about dishes at all. Folding clothing. You have clothing, you want to put the clothing away, are you allowed to fold it on Shabbos? So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Beis Sif Gimel writes that Litzorech HaShabbos, to have it neat so that you could use it again later that day on Shabbos, Mutter. So the Tehillah David says, what if you're going to fold the clothing for next Shabbos? You're not going to use it again this Shabbos. You're not folding it so that you could have it during the week. You're folding it so that you could have it next Shabbos. Most commonly, when does this come up? I guess you guys don't do this yet. Talis, right? You're folding your Shabbos. Most people have a separate Shabbos talis and a separate weekday talis. So most often, if you're folding your Shabbos talis, you're doing it so that you could use it for next Shabbos. So what is the halachas? In the Sefer Tehillah David, he suggests that it is usher to fold it for the next Shabbos. In Rabbeinu Chananel, in Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Gimel, in the parish of Rabbeinu Chananel, he writes, Odom Echad Mekapel Kelim Milel Shabbos L'Shabbos, Umi Shabbos Mitzafra L'Panya Uli Shabbos Acheres. Rabbeinu Chananel sounds like he's explicitly maker, that you're allowed to fold something on Shabbos on Friday night for Shabbos day for Shabbos afternoon, and even Shabbos afternoon for next Shabbos. So it seems explicitly maker. However, there's a Tosefta in the 13th parak of Shabbos where the Tosefta says, Madichin kelim mishabbos lo'osa Shabbos, avalo mishabbosu l'shabbos acheres. Tosefta is explicit that you're not allowed to wash the dishes this Shabbos for the next Shabbos. So that would seem to be highly problematic. And it's meduyik that way in the Rambam, in Parakhav Gimel, Vilchus Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam writes, Asur la'adiach ka'aros ve'ilfasin elim kein hidich l'echol b'msuda acheres be'osa Shabbos. The Rambam says, you can only wash kelim if your plan is to use them that same Shabbos. To wash them for the next Shabbos would not be sufficient. In the Ravan, in Siman Shin and Tes, he writes, b'Shabbos mitzafra l'panya, avalo l'chol v'lo l'Shabbos acheres. Also, machmir, that not l'Shabbos acheres. And this led many of the Acharim to suggest that this Rabbeinu Chanana that makes it sound like it's mutter for a Shabbos acheres must be a typo. It must have been a toast. So far, it should have said avalo l'chol v'lo l'Shabbos acheres. Not that it's mutter for a Shabbos acheres. And when it comes to folding the talis also, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Beis, Siv Gimel, that you have to fold it in an unusual way, not kederech kipulo, that you're allowed to fold your talis only in a way that you're just trying not to get it ruined. In the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Gimel, in the Shartzim Nos Dalet, writes that it's mutter even mishabbos l'shabbos to fold the talis. In Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in Shal Shuvah Salmas Chaim or Chaim Siman Ayin Dalet, the Shoel in that tshuva brings a raya to allow washing kelim on Shabbos for the next Shabbos based on Rashi in Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Ches, where Rashi writes, She'ein hadach abo elo l'chol, where Rashi makes the emphasis that the only iser is when it's being done for chol. However, the pashtus is that that's not such a great raya, and as we said, there are many rayas that it would be usher to do for the following Shabbos. Okay, what about extenuating circumstances? Tzitz Eliezer is a tshuva in Chelik Yudal Sim Tazayin. Tzitz Eliezer Rav Oldenburg, what was he the rabbi of? He was very famously the rabbi of Shari Tzedek Hospital. Who's currently the rabbi of Shari Tzedek? Rav Asher Weiss. So Tzitz Eliezer, Tzitz Eliezer paskind that in a hospital they're allowed to wash the dishes on Shabbos because keeping sanitary conditions is critical in a hospital. So you can't have dirty dishes lying around in a hospital, and therefore he allowed them to do it on Shabbos. And furthermore, many poskim suggest, and I think we would rely on this halacha, that if ever you're doing something just to make your place neat on Shabbos, just to make things clean on Shabbos, not because you're preparing for the next time. You know, you make your bed, let's say, on Shabbos morning, even if you don't think your chances are very good of getting a Shabbos afternoon nap. It's one of those short Shabbosos and you're having company or whatever. Like, you think your chances are very slim. Are you allowed to make your bed on Shabbos morning? So Pashto says it shouldn't be allowed because you're making it, why? So that you could use your bed next time. When's the next time? It's going to be a weekday. That's Hachana. But if it will annoy your mother that your bed is not made on Shabbos, that the house looks like a mess and she wants the house to look neat, so that's something you're doing for Shabbos. I remember when I was researching the topic of brushing teeth on Shabbos, I wrote an article in the Journal of Halacha and Contemporary Society many years ago on the topic. I asked Rav Shechter what he thought about Rav Moshe's idea that even if you do brush your teeth on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash the toothbrush off afterwards, because then you're preparing the toothbrush for after Shabbos. So he said, I don't know, if I left a dirty toothbrush next to the sink on Shabbos, my wife would get angry about it on Shabbos. It wouldn't take her till after Shabbos to get angry. I'm doing it so she doesn't get angry on Shabbos. So whenever there's the purpose of the activity is to make it neat and to make things look nice on Shabbos, so that would be mutter. Now, of course, if there's an option without washing the dishes, you can get them out of the way in some other way. You stick them in the oven, assuming the oven's off, or you stick them in the dishwasher and just leave them there without washing them. So that would be that would seem to make more sense. What about using liquid soap to wash the dishes? So there's a tshuva sefer called Eretz Tzvi. Rav Aryeh Tzvi Frumer was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, and a very, very great Gaon. He was known as the Kazhuk Lover Gaon, and he discusses the issue of molded, because when even with liquid soap, you're changing it from a liquid form to a foamy substance. So you're allowed to use liquid soap in this context. So he raises the issue. He thinks the whole issue is only a derabanan. He's mesupuk, safik derabanan lakula. So maybe you could be more mekel. Many achronim write that even lechachila, because nisra molid is davar chadash, it's very hard to be medama milsa lemilsa. Meaning, for example, on yantif you're not allowed to do molid, right? On yantif, are you allowed to make a dough in order to bake challah? Yeah, so you take flour, you take water, and you make a dough. That's not molded. That's not called that you're making a new substance. Very hard to figure out what is and is not molded. So maybe there's plenty of reason. I think the minhag amongst poskim is to be mekel with liquid soap. Rav Moshe had a suggestion that maybe to be extra machmir, super liquefy the soap in advance. Make it really liquidy as opposed to, I guess, more of a gel-like substance in advance of using it on Shabbos. What can you use to scrape the dishes? Certainly not a sponge. Most poskim assume that those bristle brushes that we have would not be a violation of schita. Using a sponge would be a violation of schita, obviously, because you're squeezing out the water. However, even though Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perikud Beis, Sif Yud, Paskins, that you're allowed to use those bristle brush things to clean off the dishes because it doesn't absorb anything, so it's not schita, Rav Yashiv is quoted as having been machmir about that issue, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains that Rav Yashiv held that it's not that it's schita, it's that it's near a keschita, that it looks like schita. The brushes are still close enough together that it looks like it's squeezing water out of it. And just like ain schita b'seir, the Gemara says there's no schita in hair, but we're still not allowed to squeeze out our hair when it's wet because it's near a keschita. So Rav Yashiv thought those bristle brushes are not okay. I think the minhag is that we are mekel with them. Just two more things to be careful about when this Shabbos you decide to tell your mother, you know what, you've had a rough week, relax, I'm taking care of the dishes. So two more things that you want to be careful about is, number one, we've mentioned in the past, when you use the water in the sink, it has to be only the cold water, not the hot water. And of course, I know that. Everyone knows that, right? No, but it's not just that. It's that if you turn the water on lukewarm or a little bit cold, you know, mostly cold, then what you're really doing is you're mixing the hot and the cold water that's coming out of the boiler and the cold water, and they're mixing together, and that's whatever water comes out of the hot water tank is being replaced and being cooked. That is a problem. The only way to turn on a faucet on Shabbos is you move it all the way to the right, all the way to the cold side, and then you turn it on, because you don't want to mix in any hot water with the cold water. And another thing a lot of poskim can discuss, are you allowed to load the dishwasher on Shabbos? Obviously not allowed to turn it on. Are you allowed to load the dishwasher on Shabbos? Is that a violation of Hachanah? So some of the poskim suggest, well, maybe you should do it in such a way where you can't turn it on the way the dishes are piled in there, where you're going to need to rearrange them. I don't see why you need to do that. Most of the dishwashers would be very difficult to do that because its sections are set up in such a way. Just you put them away in the dishwasher, l'chora, it would seem that that's as good as putting them away anywhere else. That way they're out of the way. And then after Shabbos, you'll turn on the dishwasher. I don't see that as being a violation of Hachanah. We've discussed in the past, are you allowed to put the dishwasher on a timer? So just one addendum to that. Someone told me afterwards, after we discussed that, so I said the problem with putting dishwasher on a timer is that if the every dishwasher has a safety mechanism where it will not turn on unless it's closed and locked, unless the latch is totally closed, for very good reason, because if it turns on without the latch being closed, it will flood your entire kitchen, right? So the problem is not the timer, the noise. The problem is very simply that when you close the dishwasher on Shabbos and latch it closed, that is putting into motion the process that's going to have it then turn on. Meaning that's like putting the on button on, because it's not going to turn on without that. So someone told me that already 25 years ago, Rabbi Tender in his community had suggested that people disable that feature. And there is a way to do it, and there are from companies that do this that will disable that safety feature. I've been told by people who have done that, who have disabled that feature so that they can have the convenience of using the dishwasher, that it turns out to be a significant inconvenience when invariably their kitchen ends up flooding on one Shabbos or another, and they end up ruining everything and cleaning up. You know, that it's not worth the convenience to do that, but strictly speaking, that l'chora should be mutter. Okay. Yeah.